Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, December 7th. It's 2018 and it's almost over.
I know.
Right?
That's crazy.
Wow. It sure flew by, man.
Mm-hmm.
But December 7th, if I recall, is Pearl Harbor Day. And that's when we actually entered the World War.
Yeah.
You know, when they bombed Pearl Harbor. And it's an important day, but I don't see it mentioned anywhere. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't see that trending either.
Right. But I remember it because it was like my, it was a wedding day for me like a long time ago or something.
Like you got married?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it was December 7th or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But at any rate, so I remember that. But otherwise, yeah, did you ever see the movie Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I did see that one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good movie.
Not bad. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah, you feeling good?
I went to bed before midnight, so.
Oh, so did I, believe it or not.
Yeah, so it's a positive.
Yeah,
that's a positive thing.
It is, you know, get some rest and stuff. Because you have, what, a long day waiting for you today?
I think it's going to be a late one, yeah.
Even on Fridays, they don't take a short day?
Well, I know he has a meeting at 7:30. And I won't be able to leave till he leaves, so just say that meeting's going to be, what, 2 hours? So I'm probably not going to get home till 10:30.
Wow. Well, let the paychecks begin.
I know.
Let them begin coming, you know?
I know.
We need them. So, yeah. What was I going to do? I'm just adjusting here because somebody played with the settings. So, at any rate, you know, the past few days I've been having like pain in my limbs, like my arms and my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what the hell's going on. I called a nurse and they were going to have a doctor call me back, never called back. I called again yesterday. Oh, the doctor will call you within the hour. No call. And here I'm sitting. Now my leg is getting really painful, one of them, and I'm looking it up, and I think I have like a sciatic nerve pain.
Well, that's when you go to the walk-in.
What's that?
That's when you go to a walk-in.
Why?
Because no one's ever going to call you back.
Why?
Because they're probably busy. You know how many people call them, and they're like, yeah, the doctor will call you right back.
No, come on.
My doctor calls me right back immediately.
Yeah, it's like a phone appointment. They should keep it.
But haven't twice in a row.
But I don't know if this is something to go to emergency with, you know. I think it...
Well, walk-ins are not emergency rooms.
Oh,
walk-ins.
Just to walk to the doctor's office?
Yeah, you just walk in.
Really?
Give them your insurance card and then the doctor will be able to see you.
I don't think they will.
Gone to 1,000 walk-ins. Yes, that's how they work.
Really?
That's why they're called walk-ins.
You just show up, huh?
Yeah. It's not emergency. Emergency room, you'll sit there for 10 hours.
Yeah. I know.
And there's people with real life
and
emergencies.
It's not an emergency anyway. You know, I mean, it's painful. I can't really bend my leg that much. And I was reading up, and sure enough, it goes usually only in one leg, and it goes from your back. Usually people get it in their back,
yeah,
and they feel back pain.
Right.
But I just feel it all along my leg, all the way to the foot.
That's
so
awful.
I know. So I just hope it gets better, man. I don't know. I get worried about shit like that, you know. But when I called the first time and... That nerve wasn't like as profound as, you know, as now, you know,
it was
just like, I mean, it's like if I have to pick this up, see, it hurts me. Like, so my forearms hurt too, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, that's weird.
So when I call the first time, she's like, do you think you have a blood clot? I'm like, fuck.
First of all, how do you ask a patient if they think they have something?
Right.
That's,
I'm like, I don't know.
Completely unprofessional.
Right. Some nurse that is, you know?
Yeah, like that's
it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to look for. And a blood clot, that's a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say it to someone, diagnose them if you're just a fucking nurse?
I know.
You know?
Because people are batshit.
So she got me worried all about that too and shit. So that's why I want to talk to the doctor and see what's going on because I can't imagine getting anything serious right now. I don't really feel like it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody feels like getting anything serious. Especially during the holiday. Like this.
Yeah.
Christmas, we focused on like Christmas presents and cookies and anything
exactly,
but
yeah,
health problems.
So how was work yesterday?
It was good. It was.
Yeah, you getting to know it better?
Yeah, yeah. So he has a movie coming out.
Right.
Well, they're like working on it. And I have to do the storyboard this weekend. So it'll be my first time doing that. I've never done that before. But since this is something I want to get into, at least it's given me experience.
There you go. You see, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're really fortunate.
You have to like literally draw out the movie.
Really?
Yeah. But you can use like stick figures. So it doesn't have to be like,
oh, okay,
like amazing drawings.
Yeah, I was wondering how great an artist are you?
Nope. I'm good at stick figures. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you're the one supposed to envision what the
No. You just take the script.
Look like?
Yeah, pretty much. So you read the script and then you kind of just like draw out only the main parts though. You don't have to do like frame by frame.
Oh.
But like the important parts of the movie you put on the storyboard.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like camera angles and
no.
shit too?
No.
Okay, so it's a very basic
It's literally just like little stick figure drawings.
Right, just to get an idea if you glance at it.
Exactly.
All right, gotcha. Well, that sounds like fun.
Like if they were walking down the street, you'd put like a fence and then three stick figures walking down the street. So it's like it's not that difficult, but it will take me, if it's a 2-hour movie, that'll probably take me all afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Probably take you longer than that.
But I just want to get it done so I can bring it in on Monday and impress him. Like, hey.
Yeah.
I just got this done, so like maybe pay me a little bit more.
Exactly. Let's start getting paid now.
And maybe you can give me some more of these.
Right. But don't start with a pay more.
No, I wouldn't. Right never. Away. I'm just saying I want to do right. that so I can be like, hey, I can get a lot done.
Exactly.
Like you can depend on me.
Yeah. You got to show that you can do. You see, if you go beyond what they expect of you.
Then they'll be like, okay.
Yeah. You'll last a long time and you'll be treated well.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want people that look at the clock and they go, oh, it's 5:00. I'm going home. You know.
Yeah. No.
Drop everything they do and leave.
Right.
That's not today. It doesn't work like that. You know, mm-hmm. people want to see you dedicated, that you care about right. the work, you mm-hmm. know. So good for you. You have good work ethic, and that's an important thing, you know?
Yep.
Maybe it's time. A year later, you're finally working.
I know. No, almost 2 years later.
Oh, yeah. It's almost 2 years.
Yeah, almost freaking 2 years.
Oh, shit. Wow. Well, maybe
I wish I was getting paid
long.
Today, though. I got some shit to take care of, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's too soon to be paid today, no? You started when? Monday?
Monday.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I'm going to text him, like, was training only one day? Because I haven't been trained. I've just been working.
Right, right.
So it's like, do I get paid for the rest of the week?
Right. Just tell her, how's the pay going to work? Because I'm not sure at what point it starts. You told me I have to train first.
Right.
At what point does the pay start?
Right.
Because I feel I've been really putting in work already.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll say something along those lines.
Yeah. So a beautiful day outside as opposed to yesterday, which was rainy, very rainy, I might add. I had to actually use an umbrella for a while. And just going from the car into the restaurant, it was pouring.
Pouring.
Yeah. Very unusual.
Yesterday was intense.
Yeah. Very unusual. I think they were starting having some flooding and shit. In fact, I saw on Facebook somebody showed a neighborhood in Orange County and the cars were like totally immersed in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Someone was like, I think right. Costa Mesa, it was like up.
Your car is destroyed once that happens, you know.
Mm.
You know, water goes into everything, forget about it.
The garage in my building is flooding, but on the opposite side of where I park my car. So I was like, that sucks for you guys.
Yeah. But, I mean, we had water coming in here yesterday through the windows. But thank goodness we don't have that much. It's funny how once it rains, everybody finds where their leaks are. You
yeah.
Because it hardly ever rains here. So we'll see. You know, I'm starting to have some. I told you I've been having like doubts about moving and all
yeah.
that. But I don't know. I look at it and I think, you know, first of all, it always happens right when I get up in the morning. And I already realized I should never think or make any decisions when I just wake up in the morning, because not all my faculty is there.
Yeah, but it's also, I don't think that's accurate, because this isn't first thing in the morning. It's 10 o'clock. So you've been having doubts for a little bit.
No, I've been saying that not right now, but I did like 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you're feeling that right now, it has nothing to do
with the
morning.
Okay, but even if I feel it right now, I mean, I might have doubts and shit, because I'm just worried, what if it doesn't work? Where am I going to move? Should I really leave my apartment? Blah, blah, blah. These are the things I'm thinking about.
Yeah, as you should be thinking about those.
I know, but I already did think about it, but I decided to do it. And
you just got to go with your gut.
That's why I'm a person that likes to do things short term. In other words, if I decide to go somewhere, let me go next week. I can't plan months in advance, you know?
Right.
Because then it's like you have time to think about it too much.
Don't you think you're just going to be like really bored out there?
I don't know. You see, I don't know. I don't
know.
Like,
at least here, like, you can be in the office and like kind of mingle.
I know.
But now, like, your office is going to be in your house. So it's like, are you ever going to leave your house?
I am, of course. That's why I'm going there, to be outdoors. Right. But during the rain, you can't really be outdoors that much.
Why didn't you just take a long vacation?
I know. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe it's like a sabbatical where people take some time off. And
yeah, but not when they give up their apartment.
Nah, well, listen, the apartment is too expensive for me anyway. I mean, it's got two bedrooms.
Right.
I'm paying $2,700. That's a lot of fucking money, okay? So, and where I'm moving to is a fucking house on the lake. How can I fucking pass up something like that? So that's what I'm saying, you know?
$2,700 for a two-bedroom out here is not that bad.
I'm telling you, but I don't need two bedrooms.
So crazy because my parents pay $1,013. For their fucking mortgage on a house wow. in Boston. Out here, rent is like 27.
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'm hoping to meet people there. You know, I mean, that's the point. I don't have to, like, be alone.
Right.
You know, I can go out. Maybe there's bars, places where people meet. I don't know. What the fuck, you know? Go hiking, maybe meet people. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I went there. I was only there for 6 days. And it was fine then. I really enjoyed it to the point where I decided I wanted to move there. So, but, you know, you have doubts. I don't know. What about you when you were moving? Did you have doubts too? To LA?
I didn't have doubts until I hugged my dog and my sister and sat in my car.
Yeah.
And it was like the initial, like I left and came back. Like, I drove, like, down the street and came back, and then I left that night. I was like, okay, this is it. I'm doing this. Wow. And then I left. And as soon as I got here, I had no doubts.
Right.
You know? But, like, while I was packing and moving and doing all that, like, I didn't have a single doubt. I was like, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was saying bye to my dog and stuff, I was like...
That was hard, huh?
I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
Now I'm glad that I did, but...
Yeah. It's hard parting away from your...
Animal.
Animal, immediate family, friends, you know.
On that note, somebody uploaded a picture of a cow being slaughtered, and the look on his face makes me want to never eat red meat ever again.
I know. Why do people post this?
I know. I think it's kind of like violating.
It is.
Like, we didn't ask you for this. And I get it's your page, but like, no.
Yeah, it comes on my feed.
Yeah, like I was pissed. Right. And now that image.
A lot of people are like that. I'm like, I don't want to look at this.
Especially vegans.
You know? And then, was that on, where was it? On Instagram? Yeah. See, they don't block pictures, right?
No.
On Facebook, they do. They're like, it says, this is too graphic. You got to click there to see it. This is too graphic.
No, but sometimes
or violent.
The reason I stopped using Facebook is shit got too fucking graphic on there, too.
Yeah.
It's like, anytime I was scrolling down, it was like some video that I didn't want to see. Like, somebody getting run over. Oh, did you see that video? Of the man that was in California that pushed the man onto oncoming traffic.
I saw a picture of that. What is that? I thought it was just bullshit.
So he was wearing like a reflector jacket. It almost looked like he like was a traffic person or something. Like that type of reflector jacket.
Uh-huh.
And some woman walked by first and he was like talking shit to her. And you could tell she was like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like. Like moving around like a crazy person, and some guy in a business suit is just like doo 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 walking down the street, and he gets up and just throws him into the traffic, and a fucking Mack truck ran him over.
Right.
Luckily, they missed his head.
Really?
But he has a bunch of broken ribs and a collapsed lung.
Oh fuck!
So he's gonna be out of commission for mad long.
Can you imagine?
Where did
it happen?
I don't know.
I think maybe because you're saying about the reflector, maybe it's in France where all these.
No, it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, it is.
It's in Los Angeles.
Because all these fuckers in France with the yellow reflector jackets are protesting and doing a lot of damage. I thought that's the one.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, hold on. I'll tell you in a second.
All right, well, L.A. it is, you know, I mean...
But the thing is, like, if he's a crazy person, right? Like, say he's, like, homeless. Okay, let's see where this was at.
Then they're not going to be able to do much? Is that what you're saying? They'll just put in an insanity?
Right.
Okay, well...
It doesn't say where.
Yeah.
But here, look at the video.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Oh, I don't know. No, that's not the one I saw. Okay, so... I see what you're saying. He's got a hoodie and all that shit.
But he has like that reflector. Yeah.
And he just, whoa.
Yeah.
And luckily the truck stopped. Whoa.
Because if he went any further, he would have died.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, if the truck hadn't stopped. Wow. No, I had not seen that one.
Gives me chills.
Yeah.
That's why it sucks, because like you don't want to be rude, you know? But like when people are on the street and stuff, I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you. I don't, like, I'm sorry. I don't have anything.
Yeah, don't touch me. What the fuck, man? Yeah.
Because there are some really nice, like, the homeless person I bought the Thanksgiving meal for, because he looks homeless to you, right?
Or do you think he's just
like a psychopath sitting outside of a restaurant? Like, who am I going to push into traffic today?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, he's out there on the streets right now.
I know.
Ready to do this to somebody else.
Fuck, man. There's so many crazy people out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful, but how?
I know, because you have no way of telling. Like, that guy was literally just walking to, like, get lunch or something.
Right.
And it's like, all of a sudden, boom.
Someone just pushes you
mm-hmm.
into traffic. Shit. Yeah, well, it wasn't his time to die, I guess, right?
No.
They're saying that traffic accidents are the leading cause of death in children and teenagers. Like, from the ages of, you know, 5 to 29. So, you know, meaning obviously a lot of the kids die from...
somebody else hitting them.
Yeah, being in their parents' car or something. But the bottom line is that, you know, we don't realize how dangerous being in traffic is.
Yeah, no,
know?
It's crazy. My sister just told me that the other day my mom took off work and they were, like, doing Christmas shopping for Marcellus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this highway that everybody takes, 495. And she said that right after they got home, some woman like crossed the median
uh-huh.
onto the opposite direction. So right. She hit two cars. The first one, the people were fine. Obviously, their car was effed up. And then she hit another car head on. And one of the passengers died on impact. And the other one was in critical condition. And the woman who crossed the median died as well.
Yeah. People do that. They do it right here in front of us. Yeah. We have a median here. People fucking go the wrong way.
Yeah.
But...
and there's nothing you can really do unless you have, like, cat instincts. But even at that, like, what if the lane next to you is completely full and you can't get out of the way?
Yeah, yeah. It depends. It really depends. Mm-hmm. But they're saying in 2016, 1.3 million deaths, traffic-related.
That's insane.
That's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, people are always like, why don't you like going out? I don't like going out because I'm safe at home.
Yeah.
That's why. And even at that, probably not even safe at home. Like, can you be safe anywhere, really?
No. That's exactly. What I was thinking.
Like, you can't even,
about
like, because what if you're at home and someone breaks into your apartment?
Right. Or there's an earthquake or something, or fucking something happens.
It's
you know?
Like you're safe nowhere.
No. Well, that's what life's about.
I hate to be pessimistic, but it's
that's
true.
What life's about. You can't be 100% safe
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm telling you, the shit that people do, man. But living in a modern world, let's say for the most part, we're safer than it used to be, being hunted by animals and other people and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, shit used to be bad. You know, people used to fight with swords and with their hands and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's funny.
But things have changed quite a bit. Today we're like fucking on the phones all day, killing each other on games like Fortnite. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. I wouldn't date a guy that played Fortnite. I'm going to be honest with you.
What's that?
I wouldn't date a guy that
played
Fortnite.
Good.
Like, there's nothing attractive to me.
Yeah, except
more unattractive
plays
to me
it.
Than a guy playing video games.
Right. It like, seems like everybody's playing it, though.
Yeah, you're not cute.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You're too geeky, right?
I want, like, a hustler, like, too someone who's nerdy. Just working 24/7, and when the time they get right. out of work, all they want to do is drink, smoke, and have sex.
Yeah, you don't fucking do that, man.
Yeah. I don't want a guy who leaves work and then comes home and says, nah, babe, not tonight, I'm playing Fortnite. Excuse me?
I know.
Yeah, we're not, this isn't going to work out between us. Thanks, though.
No, you're right, you're right. You know, you got to have someone a little more mature than that. There's nothing wrong with playing games, but not all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not at the expense of other shit.
Exactly.
And not making it like a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should just be something you do for half an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do with Words with Friends, you know. I put in half an hour a day, I beat everybody's ass, and then I move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think getting your nails done, just your nails, not your toes, just your nails,
right,
for $118 is too much?
What? That's a lot of money.
But they're like blinged out, like gems, Christmas designs. Like still a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah, it sounds like some high-end manicurist that feels like she can charge a lot, because I don't think
Well, I'm going
to
show you them and you tell me if they're too expensive. Okay. If you think it's too expensive.
Because normally, what would it take? I mean, do you have any fillings?
If you just
there?
Get... No, just gel.
Just the gel?
Yeah. It's just gel. So a normal, like say you go to a regular salon and you just get a gel manicure and a pedicure, you probably spend 70 to 90.
What?
For both.
I thought like doing nails without like acrylics and stuff would be like, I don't know, 40, 50 bucks?
Yeah, the nails, but then you got to do the toes too. So that's 80 bucks.
I thought you told me without the toes.
No, the nails that I'm talking about is without the toes. But I'm saying, say someone just wants to go get like red on their nails and toes.
Okay.
And they want a gel manicure and a pedicure.
Right.
That's like 90 with the tip.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But I'm talking, this is just nails,
right.
No toes,
right.
For 118. That's with tip. Hold on. I'm going to show
now, you. Why would you want to go there? Is it like special?
They do like little, every month they do specials.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like Christmas balls.
So 90 bucks.
90 bucks. And yeah, normally their nails, if they do designs like this, is like 150.
Okay,
tip.
So this is like a lot of work.
Yeah.
This is design. It's not just putting nail polish on.
And then they have like one with the Christmas tree.
Right.
So do they think go it's all worth out. It?
So what? They draw this, or they just put stickers on there?
No. They draw. They like technically draw it, and then
really?
They place the gems on. Like if you go to get your nails done, it's like a 2-hour process.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's not including toes.
Okay, so don't do your toes. Just do the nails.
No, I could never not do my toes. But I might just do my nails, and then wait to do my toes like next week.
Yeah, do your toes in a, you know, in a color that sort of matches,
like red.
Did yeah, you like that the, matches the thing.
Did you like the red or the green better?
I don't know. I don't remember. Red or green? I didn't pay attention to the colors. I saw one that looks like a gift, red with a ribbon around it or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or was that like Santa's?
It's like Santa's costume, and that's supposed to be his belt.
His belt. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. It's cute, though. I like it.
Yeah. Wow.
There's no better feeling than somebody complimenting your nails.
Really?
I have to be honest with you. Like when you go out and you pay for something at the register and they're like, oh my God, I love your nails. It makes it worth it. Like when you get a regular color like this, nobody's saying that.
Yeah.
They're just like. Oh.
So you want some attention. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. You want a lot of attention.
Yeah. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to question why you are like that. Because a lot of people are, you know, I mean.
They I feel like to, everybody's like that, low key.
Well, want to be loved, yeah.
Yeah, everybody wants a little bit of attention.
No, of course, you know, but with your nails, I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I can't even stand to look at my nails right now, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right, so much for traffic accidents. So this is a weekend,
mm-hmm.
And I'm faced again with what the fuck am I going to do this weekend? So I'm thinking I better start sorting out my shit and start selling it. Before I do my garage
I mean, you should
sale.
Have been doing this. It's already about to be the second week of December.
No, but
sale.
I don't have a lot.
Hey, do you have a microwave?
No, it's not mine.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I need to get a microwave for the office.
Yeah.
Because they don't have one there, and I can't pack lunches without a microwave.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't really eat cold food.
But they're so cheap. You can buy one for 30 bucks, you know?
Yeah, I might.
They have, like, the small ones.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask if I can Amazon it and order it to the office.
Yeah, bring
it. Yeah, because there's, like, I can't. I've like been spending money on food every day, which I never normally do.
Right.
But they don't have a microwave there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't eat
so
cold
you
food
can't
really.
Bring, yeah. So you can't bring your own.
Like last night I made dinner.
Right.
And I would have brought my dinner for lunch, but there's nothing to heat it up in.
Right. So now you have to spend money on lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which adds up. So.
It does. It really
like,
does.
Like if you think
know?
About it, every day, $11 to $15 on food.
Yeah.
So 15 times five, it's about $40 a week.
15 times 5 is 75.
5 times 5 is, oh, yeah. That's
$75 a week?
That's
yeah, that's true. 15, about $15.
Because if you go to, like, get a sandwich, then you got to get a bag of chips to go with
right,
it.
Right, and a drink.
And a drink. 15 bucks.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So I'd rather just cook food. I'd rather meal prep, like, make rice and beans and just bring rice and beans every day for the next week.
Right, yeah. Makes sense, you know? But, you see, I guess the weekends remind me why I want to move, you know, because There's nothing to do. So, but no, I got to definitely take care of the shit I have. But no, I mean, when I tell you, I don't have that much. I think in one garage sale, I can get rid of almost everything.
Yeah, but you should be doing, your garage sale should have been planned for this week.
Yeah, but I have, I know.
Like, you should have set that up last weekend. I'll do it next week.
But the problem is, okay, so let me ask you this. I noticed most of them say, they only do it like from early in the morning Saturday till mid-afternoon or something. But can't you do it Sundays too?
You can do it on Sundays too.
Or like maybe start at 12 on Saturday.
Yeah.
People will still come, right?
On Saturday or Sunday? Yes,
both.
Yeah, I think 12 to like maybe 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 4
because
hours.
Because people do it like at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I have shit to do. I have to work.
Okay, yeah, no. No one's waking 12. Up at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday for a fucking garage
No,
sale.
People do. I'm telling you. The ones that look for shit, they always want to get there first to get all
That's
the good
insanity.
Stuff.
That's insanity.
No, and people start... Yeah, like if you put an ad or something right. on Craigslist, people fucking come knocking on your door at 6 already.
No, thanks. Absolutely not.
So, but I guess I could do it at any time, right? What the hell? Just I have a refrigerator. I need to figure out what to do with that.
Right.
Maybe I'll just give it away. It's old. I mean, it doesn't look old, but I've
Your apartment didn't come with a refrigerator?
No. That's one thing it didn't
come
with.
It came with a microwave, but not a refrigerator?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's a built-in microwave into the...
Well, yeah, I have one too. Yeah, they all have that. But we had a fridge.
Yeah, most of them
I don't think
do.
Anyone would rent an apartment now if they had to buy their own fridge.
Right, but you have to remember, I've lived there over 12 years.
Oh, okay.
So it was different then.
Yeah, for sure. Now it's like they got like the nice fridges where they got the ice cubes coming out. You can get filtered water.
Really?
Yeah, oh. My fridge is nice.
Yeah?
I can't imagine having to fucking buy one because they're expensive as hell. But now they got those cool fridges now where it's like you can buy...
Exactly.
Alexa, what do I need? Or whatever the fridge's name is.
Right.
It's like, need milk. I'm like, that's freaking me out. How do you know I need milk? How do you know I'm running low on milk?
It's pretty cool. I like that, you know? But, I mean, all the shit they can do with the technology now, you know?
Right.
Did you hear that Burger King now offers a Whopper for 1 cent if you use its app too? If you're near a McDonald's, 600 feet around a McDonald's, right? Then use the app and it'll tell you this is the nearest Burger King. You go there now and you get a burger for 1 cent. So they kind of want to pull you from McDonald's to go and eat there at Burger King. So that's a big deal. You
I
know?
Mean, Burger King and McDonald's are two completely different tastes.
But that's true. But some people, maybe to them it's interchangeable. I don't know. You know, they figure a hamburger is a hamburger. Let me try Burger King. I personally prefer Burger King hamburgers.
I don't prefer either.
Yeah, like, because they're charbroiled, you know. Really?
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, I don't go there very often. I mean, just when I'm really hungry, I might pick up a McDonald's. But when I don't have time or... But I prefer like Wendy's or The Habit, things like that, you know.
Right.
But no, Burger King is gross when you go in.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's is okay, you know. But my God, yeah, it's just not. I don't know. They at least should make it feel nice inside, not dirty and.
All of them are disgusting. Taco Bell, Popeyes, all these places are disgusting because so many people can go in and out and just do whatever the fuck they want in them.
Yeah.
Like every single one of those bathrooms smells like shit.
Oh, so you judge them by the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
That's true. You can judge them by that too. Why not?
God.
But if I had to choose between the two, I'd rather have Burger King. But I just don't like going there. And McDonald's moves so fast. The window, you know, McDonald's. You'll go like to
because their food is just like. There.
Well, it's pre-made.
Yeah,
but,
it's like, ugh.
But look, In-N-Out are doing the same thing, right? When they have a huge line.
No, they're not. Mm-mm. In-N-Out, if you go to their line,
right. It's
literally, it takes 45 minutes to get through the line.
No, I'm saying, but that's, yeah.
No, even in the drive-thru.
I know, because it takes them forever to fucking do something there.
Because they make everything fresh. Like, even when you go inside, you can literally go like this and see them making the french fries and the burgers. It's
I not know,
like McDonald's,
but they do that at
like,
McDonald's already. When they're very busy, they're making it all the time. It's fresh all the time.
I think In-N-Out does it by order.
But it doesn't matter. No, I mean, they're not going to wait for you to order a hamburger to put one on the fucking
grill.
Yes, they
do.
No, they just like put them all in, you know?
No.
Okay, here's an order for five. Bam, put the five on.
Yeah, but after they get orders, they're not making it like...
But who cares if that particular patty was yours when you ordered it or not? It's cooking now.
But what I'm saying is if you're in line, right, and there's four people in front of you, you're getting four fresh burgers. It's not a burger that's been ready for an hour.
But they're not. At McDonald's, there's no way it could have been ready for an hour. It moves. There's so much going on and so fast.
I don't think that McDonald's is as popping as it used to be.
No, but you're talking about after hours maybe or something, which I can understand completely.
At McDonald's or Wendy's?
Yeah, when there's no line, then maybe the hamburger has been sitting there for a while. I agree.
Oh, God.
But
I actually went to
when
In-N-Out.
It's lunch and it's like a million fucking cars, but it moves. In like 5 minutes, you're out of there.
Yeah.
And In-N-Out, I can't imagine sitting in line there.
No. Yeah, you have to, like, if you go to In-N-Out, you have to know that you need to take at least a half hour out of your
schedule. Right, and who does that?
I do.
A lot of people.
Yeah, like, if you drive by, there is never not a line.
No, and they're always, like, into the street.
Like, never not a line.
Right.
I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
It's, like, almost not worth it. And then you can't find, like, I live next to the one on Sunset.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's faster if you go inside.
Right.
I don't know why, but it just is.
Because there's less people.
But there's no parking.
Yeah.
It's like the whole the parking situation is like two parking spots and then just the line of the drive-thru.
The line of the drive-thru, I know.
It's like they're encouraging you, like, hey, yeah, get in line.
Yeah, exactly. You're not supposed to eat there. I mean, the early ones, they didn't even have a sit-in, sit-down thing. You
like
know?
The ones out here are better because there's... out here is more like parking lots, so you can actually like sit down and go inside and sit down. But even when you go inside to sit down, there's never a table because it's so fucking packed.
I know, I don't get it, man, but I don't go there anymore just because of that.
Right.
Yeah. Cardi B announces split with Offset.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
And she knew he cheated, but I think now it's just getting embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
Like, she's on a level where she's like, I can't be with the dude that's cheating on me on a regular basis.
Right.
He's horrifying looking anyway, so bye.
He
Offset.
Is. And
he's
that's
not
what
good
I'm
looking.
Saying. You know, I mean, look, these guys are like nothing before they become famous for their
music. And then they get famous and girls will literally just pull their titties out. So
yeah,
like,
so they're like, they don't have much of a character, you know?
No.
To say no.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Cardi B. Who cares about her? Do you?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I like her. I like her music, but I don't like. This is the thing. Like, I don't really care about celebrities' lives and shit. Like,
yeah.
I'll read it if it's on Shade Room, but after I read it on Shade Room, it's like I'm going about my day.
Right.
But there's people that are like super fans that are like, Cardi B and Offset are not together anymore. I thought they were gonna be together. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Give me a fucking break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch him with my pinky
toe. Well, she's not that pretty either.
She got her teeth fixed.
Better.
Her teeth before were like fucked.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone used to make fun of her. So that's why in her song, she's like, I got a bag and fixed my teeth.
So what is she, a rapper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard anything.
Stripper turned rapper.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She used to be a stripper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But she's a pretty good rapper, I will say.
Okay.
And she's, like, entertaining on the gram because she just, like, doesn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people need to watch people who don't give a fuck because too many people care.
Right.
Too many people care too much.
Yeah. But maybe it's a good thing. It keeps people in line.
Right.
When you don't care, when you got nothing to lose, whatever, you do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they announced the Grammys, Grammy nominations. And I want to read to you the record of the year and the song of the year because, for crying out loud, I don't even know one of them. And what does that mean? I'm such a music lover. It means I don't listen to new shit anymore. So tell me what kind of music is each of these songs, okay? Because you probably know all of them. Okay, so we have I Like It by Cardi B. Okay, so that's rap, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
No clue.
You don't know who that is?
No, you might want to play that. I've never heard
well,
that
I don't have the link to the song right now.
Oh.
This Is America, Childish Gambino.
It's like rap.
Rap. God's Plan by Drake.
Rap.
Rap. Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. We know
it's
that's
not rap.
No, that's like sort of country or
country
whatever.
Pop.
All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SCA.
Rap.
Rockstar, Post Malone featuring 21 Savage.
Rap slash rock.
The middle, Zed.
It's like EDM / pop.
Okay, so there you go. So that's the type of music. That's why I guess I don't listen. But do they have any like rock or pop music anymore? Or is it just this?
It's pretty much this category.
Yeah.
That's here. Like what's being produced now.
So that's the record. Now let's see the song of the year. And for the life of me, I don't know what the difference is. What's a record as opposed to a song?
Yeah, I don't.
We're not talking about an album.
I don't know. Yeah, right? I couldn't even tell you.
Record
it's like
the
same
year.
Fucking thing.
And it is. Look, the most of the names are the same. So song of the year, All the Stars.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then we have Boot Up, which is Lawrence.
Okay, that's like R&B soul.
Okay, Lawrence Thompson. God's Plan.
Drake.
Aubrey Graham.
That's Drake.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, these are probably the people
that
wrote it.
They're their real names.
No, the people that wrote it.
That's his real name.
Aubrey
Graham.
That's
Drake's real name.
Oh, okay. In My Blood, Teddy Geiger. The Joke, we mentioned. The Middle, Sarah Ahrens. Yeah, it's all the people that worked on it, because there's like a list.
Well, Sarah,
each song
Sarah,
has a list of a few people.
That person sang, but Zed was like made the music.
Okay.
So she sang on the track, but he made the beat.
Okay. Shallow, Lady Gaga. All right, then This Is America. So
it's Childish Gambino.
No, that's Donald Glover.
Yeah, that's Childish Gambino. Oh, that's really? His real name.
Okay. Let me go up. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you call it to pop culture and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Best New Artist, Chloe X Hale, or Haley? Chloe X? No? Luke Combs, Greta Van Fleet, H-E-R, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa's been around for a minute. That's weird.
Really? They
yeah.
call it our new artist?
Yeah, she's been around.
Margot Price, Bebe Rexha, Georgia Smith. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Yeah. So anyway, so they announced the Grammys, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything there, so I'm not going to watch it. You know, give me back my fucking music, God damn it.
They're not making your type of music anymore, unfortunately.
No, they don't. But many people say that, you know? It's not just me. I mean, look, these songs probably, not many of them are going to be remembered 30, 40 years from now.
Right.
You know, yet look how many people, songs from the 60s and 70s are still classics.
Yeah.
So.
I like 80s music, too.
Yeah, 80s, too, of course. Anything up to now. I mean, rap's okay.
There's some good songs now, but there's definitely some where it's like it's really good the first week it comes out. But the thing is, like, radio stations and Pandora and all these music outlets repeat the same
shit. Right, they overplay it.
And it's like, but after like 2-3 weeks, I'm like, stop. I never want to hear this song ever again.
But, you know, they used to do that on regular radio, too. You know, they'd have a rotation of like a playlist of maybe... Well, it would be called the top 40 station.
Right.
So that's all they play, is those 40 songs all the fucking time.
Right.
And they drill it into your head. It's like enough already.
Mm-hmm.
So that has always existed. I know that. In fact, some songs that I used to love, I hate them now.
Yeah, same.
Right?
Yep.
Because you heard them so many times. Yeah. Crazy, man. So, have you heard of Bitcoin?
I've heard of it.
It's kind of hard to understand,
but I think
it's digital money.
Yeah, but aren't people getting sued for that, for it being like not legit?
No, not at all. It's legit, but the problem is, the value of it changes so quickly and by so much that it's crazy. So look, exactly a year ago, Bitcoin was worth $20,000. One was worth $20,000. Now it's down to $3,400. So it's fucking 1/4 what it was. So imagine if you invested money in that back then.
Because no one's using that.
Because you see, before the $20,000, it was like really low. People are like, wow, I can put $200, end up with $20,000.
Yeah, but I don't understand how that works. I don't get that.
I know. It's
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it's complicated, but people thought it would go up. Yeah,
I don't understand that. And like I said,
I'm coughing a lot today.
Yeah, you are. For
I'm like getting worse all the time. Mm. Right?
Gotta stop smoking those cigarettes.
I do. Go on.
It's so crazy how those are addicting. Like, there's so many people across the world that are addicted to cigarettes. Like, there's this commercial where this lady is, like, climbing up this mountain, and it's a mountain of cigarettes, and they're like, blah, blah, blah has smoked over 12 blah, blah, blah thousand cigarettes in her life. I'm like, that's a lot.
That's if you a think lot about of smoke it, to put into your body.
Yeah. But that's, like, a lot of money. Like, someone was in line in front of me at the convenience store last week, and they got one pack of cigarettes, and it was, like, nine something for a fucking one pack.
One pack.
So I'm like, yo, if you think about that, if you're a regular smoker, you're going through a pack, what, a day?
A day. That's $300 a month to kill yourself.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's what I'm doing.
But even if you don't kill yourself,
there's no rational explanation to fucking doing that.
Yeah, because it messes up your teeth and your nails.
Yeah.
It gives everything. You emphysema.
I know. And a cough like a motherfucker.
Sorry, I'm on my phone, but my...
What? Somebody emergency or what? Is that from work? We don't know. But anyway, Bitcoin has really slid, like falling nearly 20% in just the past 5 days alone. So anybody that put money into this is really, really having some regrets now.
Who is?
The people that bought into this fucking Bitcoin shit.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyone can pitch a dream.
But what I'm saying, it's not like stupid people got into this. It's smart people.
Yeah.
But it just shows you never know. You can't predict the future whatsoever. So everything is okay with texting there?
Yeah, it's just my other boss.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I keep checking my phone.
Yeah.
Because you know,
like,
my
you're
phone.
On a radio show. Hang up. I mean, hang on, everybody. Let me just check my phone and check my text. Hang in there for just a second.
Hang on one sec.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needed me to grab something.
Okay. I know it can't wait until five minutes from now, but that's okay.
No, you need to respond to her like instantly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even if you're working somewhere else?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Come on.
I'd be the same if I was a boss.
Come on.
If I was running it, I'd be like, what's up?
If you were working right now at McDonald's, what, you'd stop and fucking, if you had a line in front of you, would you stop and check your text from your other boss? You would not do that.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah, even when I was working at a nightclub, I would check my phone.
Well, nightclub, but that's something different. I'm talking if you had something where you're like busy and you have to be on, you can't do that. Mm. And right now you're in the middle of your other job.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm multitasking, Sam.
No, I understand, but how am I supposed to feel about it? You know,
I was still talking. I did not engage in conversation. When was I quiet?
It's okay. I'm giving you a hard time. I don't give a shit.
I was like, when was I quiet? I can multitask. I can read text and talk out loud.
No, you were, because I was talking about the Bitcoin and you missed the whole thing.
Yeah, for 1 second.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. We're almost out of here. The Marlboro owner, the company name is called Altria, which we were just talking about cigarettes and everything.
Right.
Invested $1.8 billion in a cannabis company.
That's a lot.
From Canada. So they're getting like half. So that means the company is probably worth $4 billion, okay,
mm-hmm.
A cannabis company. Because, you know, they legalized it in Canada, right?
They made it illegal?
No, legal.
Oh, okay.
They made it legal everywhere.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we don't have that, so they can't really do much here until the federal government
decides. I feel like
decides.
That's the one business where you invest, it will never be a bad investment.
Right. But what if somebody decides, okay, we're going to outlaw all marijuana? It's not very likely to happen, and that's what they're gambling on.
Right.
Because, I mean, if nobody gets in their way legally, then there's nothing to stop them from making a huge amount of money.
Right.
You know, tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a growing thing, and you can see how much money is earned by that industry now, you know, by dispensaries and everything that's related to
it. Yeah, dispensaries and all these places are making much money.
Everybody that's touching it is making a lot of money. But, yeah. So that's what's going on there. And I just wanted to mention that, so I was watching that movie the other day, and so we were talking about Jurassic World,
mm-hmm.
I decided to drop that in the middle because it was not interesting to me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You're not even going like to finish it?
No, it's like I don't really care, you know?
It's just like it's in the same place the entire movie.
Well, no, not at all. I mean, it's like I remember you saying that. But it was, you mean the place where they bring everybody to afterwards?
And the dinosaurs
okay,
are there.
Okay, so I haven't even got to that point yet.
Okay.
I just got to the point where, yeah, they just like landed and there's all the animals and they're all in captivity and, you know, shit like that.
They what
just
do you mean? Are they still on the island?
Well, they were on the first island, but then they left. Did they go to another island or
something? No, they're in a building.
In a building.
And that building is the entire movie.
Okay, and where's that building supposed to be?
I don't know.
Really?
I didn't really
so
like
they put dinosaurs inside that
in like cages.
Oh.
It's like kind of like Noah's Ark. They took one of like each dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then they put them in cages and then they made up a dinosaur that they were trying to auction off. Have you gotten to
right.
that part?
No, but that was in the beginning they were talking about it.
Yeah, but have you gotten to the part where they're modeling him and people are like, I'll pay $2 million for him?
Oh, no. I've not gotten to that point.
Okay,
you think I should see that?
Yeah, I mean, that's where everyone pretty much dies. So. Yeah.
I guess I should watch it.
I feel like you should just watch it because you're going to eventually see the third one.
Yeah.
When it comes out. So you might as well just watch the second.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Like the ending was okay.
Yeah.
The ending made up for it.
I feel it was kind of slow in parts. I don't know why. But at any rate, it was kind of emotional to see when they were leaving the island. And that last dinosaur was dying there in the fire, right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Horrible.
I know, and it's all graphics. I mean, but we...
But, it, like, you feel it.
Yeah.
Like, it's emotional. I definitely was like, real. This is messed up.
Yeah.
This is not how I thought. And they wanted to save it so bad, and they just couldn't.
I know.
Oh, God. Why'd you have to bring that up, Sam?
Oh, well, hey, we were talking about the movie.
Because it reminds me of the movie The Good Dino, which you still haven't watched.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's the dinosaur that's in The Good Dino.
Yeah. What are the new movies this weekend? Do you know?
I don't know. I've Let's been see, dying to see the Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch is... let's see, Ralph Breaks the Internet. The Grinch, is that
Ralph?
Out
oh,
already?
Oh, is that Ralph at Rack?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Creed 2.
Oh, okay, that's been in the theater.
Yeah, Spider-Man Insta.
It's a cartoon version. Yeah. I guess it's really good, though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I like cartoons. What else?
I would see that when it came to DVD. I wouldn't pay $18 to go see that in the theater.
Yeah. Mortal Engines, Stars Born, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is definitely I'll see it when it's on Netflix.
Oh, what about that movie Green Book? Have you heard of that one?
Yeah.
With the black and the white guys?
Yeah, I think that'll be good, but I don't want to see it in theaters.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't want to. I feel like that's an emotional movie. Like, people are going to be crying. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather watch that in the comfort of my own home.
It's kind of like a Driving Miss Daisy, but...
Yeah, but
you know,
reversed.
But reversed.
Mm-hmm.
With guys. Wow.
Well, it's based on a true story.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
On an actual musician.
Yeah, the black guy is doing a great job because I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What's his name? Do you know?
Something Ali.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure his full name.
All right, folks, this is it for this week. We appreciate you being there as always.
I can't believe it's Friday.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't feel like a Friday.
It does to
like
me.
Like tomorrow's Saturday.
Because I get to leave here in an hour and I have all day.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah,
you
see?
So you can nap. You can take a nap. No, you know what you need to do?
Oh,
you need to get your garage sale post up.
I know. Maybe I'll start getting all the stuff out. Yeah.
Well, you want to make some money.
No, of course.
So have the garage sale first.
I would
first.
Even give it all away. I don't give a shit. But I have a PS4 that several people already want.
Oh, really?
That I don't use.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Good
but
luck
anyway,
with that.
I have a bike that's like in new condition. But, you know, what, $100 or something, you know, $75, I don't know. But I don't expect to make a lot of money. I just want to get rid of a lot of
stuff. Yeah, but have the garage sale and try to make some money and then put the rest on the sidewalk for free.
Mm.
You know?
I agree.
Like 2 days before you leave or something.
Right. All right. Well, you have a great day at work.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.